91X News.
It's 15 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock.
I'm Austin McKay with 91X News. Environment Canada says severe thunderstorms and hail are possible this afternoon and directly from Windsor and Sarnia areas straight to the Barrie and Parry Sound. The agency says conditions are favorable for severe thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Conditions could conclude torrential downpours, hail up to the size of a toonie, and intense lightning. Some areas were hit by thunderstorms this morning, and someone was struck by lightning in Cambridge. Police say the person was treated at a hospital and is expected to be okay. A study conducted by an Ottawa-based researcher and security company, Symantec, suggests that there's one thing you can almost surely count on if you lose your phone: a complete violation of your privacy. Scott Wright of Security Perspectives, Inc. dropped 50 phones in L.A., New York, Ottawa, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C., and traced what happened when they were picked up. People tried accessing photos and apps with personal and corporate information on 96% of the phones. Half of the phones were picked up by someone who attempted to return it. Ottawa was the best place to lose a phone, however. Even of the 10 phones dropped in the nation's capital were picked up by people who called to say they found them, compared to just 3 in New York. Justice Minister Rob Nicholson is proposing changes to ensure crime against seniors are punished appropriately. Maria Babbage has the story.
The Conservative government is introducing legislation that would make age-related abuse an aggravating factor in sentencing offenders. That means people convicted of some types of age-related abuse would face stiffer sentences. Nicholson says the change will punish those who take advantage of vulnerable seniors.
This is one more step to make the criminal code more specific so that the courts have direction with respect to the abuse of seniors. And so I think it's a step in the right direction. I think we have to have it.
Seniors advocates have frequently complained that sentencing in elder abuse cases is too lax and say the change is welcome. Maria Babbage, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Manitoba's health minister says she's secured a commitment from Ottawa for a 24-hour turnaround time to approve replacements for drug shortage replies. Teresa Oswald says Federal Health Minister Leona Aglaglatt promised the one-day review of applications seeking licenses for alternative medications. Oswald says she told Aglaglatt that she predicted review time of a few weeks was unacceptable.
But over the last 12 hours, we've been able to get the federal government to commit to a 24-hour review period of these licenses, and that's going to help Manitobans and indeed all Canadians in getting the provinces to procure more drugs from other vendors.
Ottawa has called on drug companies to find alternative sources from outside Canada if necessary to replace drugs in short supply because of production cuts at the Sandoz plant in Quebec. That's news to 404. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
After eliminating the Peterborough Petes from the playoffs the night before, the Oshawa Generals were in Belleville last night, looking for another 2 points against a team below them in the standings. Evan Cook has the story.
With a playoff spot already guaranteed, the Belleville Bulls went into last night's game against the Oshawa Generals just trying to finish out their season on a high note. After a laid-back couple of periods, Brady Austin tied the game in the third to set up some late-game heroics as Jake Worad fired home the winner with 72 seconds left in overtime. Bulls defenseman Adam Bignall said they talked about focusing their pressure going into the third.
We talked about it in the third period, you know, just keep putting pressure on these guys, and eventually it worked in our favor, and we got a big overtime goal by Jake Worad.
The Bulls will try to end the season with a couple of wins when they visit Kingston on Friday and host Sudbury on Saturday. Evan Cook, 91X Sports, Belleville.
The Phoenix Coyotes fought back from an early two-goal deficit to hand the Vancouver Canucks a 5-4 loss. Canucks captain Henrik Sedin thought his team was a little sloppy at times with defensive coverage, but thought a bright spot included the 43 shots directed at Coyotes goaltender Mike Smith.
Again, we're giving up a few too many outnumbered chances, but offensively we did a lot of things right. And keep taking pucks like this to net and keep getting traffic, we're going to win games here.
That's all for sports. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. Well, that's sports. Here's Austin McKay with 91x weather.
The sun remains in the sky, but not for long. Today will continue to be a mix of sun and cloud and a high of 16. Tonight, showers are coming in and then turning into thunderstorms overnight, a low of 11. Friday, the high is 17 and will be cloudy. It's 15 degrees right now. I'm Austin McKay with Keenan Weaver, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5 o'clock.